Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, getting close to the weekend, Thursday afternoon. Hey, coming up this afternoon at about 3:30, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Kevin was 2-0 last week. He made a great deal with our audience. He said, if I don't get this, he said, I'm so sure about this pick. You know, the bookers don't like this guy. The bookers don't like him. The people who book the bets, because Kevin Todd gives such good advice, that the bookers don't, the people who take the bets, they don't win if people go with Kevin Todd's picks. Now, again, nobody's 100%. But last year on Thursday Night Football, he was 13-3, and he was 2-0 last week. This was college. He said, take Kansas minus 13. And he just, you know, was right about that. So anyway, we're going to talk to him coming up. I also want to ask him about this idea, because his slogan is turning outcomes into incomes. And I want to ask him how people treat sports betting. How can people treat sports betting like a business? Because that's the way he treats it. Now, he doesn't pick, like, you know, 10, 15 games. He picks a couple of select games, and he says that's the smart way to go. So anyway, we'll talk to Kevin at about 3:30 this afternoon. We've been talking about the mayor's race, 2 days away from early voting, 9 days away from Election Day. It's October the 11th. And I hope you're planning to vote. If you don't vote early, then just get out on Election Day and vote. Last time, only 28% of the voting public in New Orleans showed up at the polls. And look what we got. Another term of Mayor Cantrell. But in all honesty, you know, we didn't know that Mayor Cantrell was going to change as much as she did. Once re-election came on, and this is so typical of the mentality of politicians, once she was re-elected, she didn't care. She didn't care what she did. She had this whole different attitude because she knew she wouldn't face you, the voters, again. And she could do whatever she wanted. And she did. And now she's facing federal indictments because she did whatever she wanted to do. So, you know, that can lead, that kind of freedom, that kind of mentality can lead to problems. So we're talking in the last hour about some of the first issues that the new mayor needs to attack once elected. And the WWL TV poll shows that crime is the number one issue, but in a very close second, just one percentage point away, is jobs and also in wages and also basic city services like repairing streets. On the Fox 8 poll, that was the number one issue, and crime and drugs were number two. And in the Fox 8 poll, city services like lighting and potholes and things like that, it was by far number one, and drugs and crime were kind of a distant second. So I think that shows that people are feeling better about crime in New Orleans because NOPD and just law enforcement in general doing a better job and things are better. And whatever is going on with the new NOPD chief, I call her new because she's still relatively new, Ann Kirkpatrick, is working. And I know somebody who who works for her and works close to her, he loves her. And it's great when the officers like who the police chief is. And so things seem to be going okay in that category. Still have a lot of work to do. Still a lot of crime out there. And hey, what about this, this 73-year-old guy who was found dead in a hotel room on Rampart Street? He was tied to the bed, had a bag over his head, and was bludgeoned to death. I mean, that's a brutal way to kill somebody. I mean, I don't know what this person used. A female has been arrested. And, you know, hotels have so many cameras that you'd have to be really stupid to think that you're going to get away with that. Because they see you coming in. They see you in the room, going into the room. And, I mean, then you're coming out of the room and the guy never comes out. So it's pretty easy to identify who the suspect is. So they've got this woman. She's been arrested, you know, before, and she's just apparently she's got mental issues, but that's no excuse for doing what she did. But, you know, when I hear about a 73-year-old man, you know, bludgeoned to death in bed. Oh, and the room was ransacked. So she was obviously looking for anything of value. You know, I can't help but speculate that this guy picked up this woman and brought her back to the room. This happens. Now, look, I don't care how much you need it. I don't care how much you want it. I don't care if you can afford it. Don't pick up somebody off the street and bring them to your hotel room. Because a lot of those people are not really interested in sex. They're interested in whatever you have that's valuable. And sometimes people get killed in this process. So, I mean, it's really sad to me to think that, you know, somebody was so vulnerable that they brought this woman. And again, I'm just speculating, but, you know, I mean, this is what has happened in the past and it may have happened again. Somebody, you know, trust somebody and they're feeling really good about the action that is coming. And maybe she's, you know, talking about this little game. I'm going to tie you up to the bed and then we're going to play. Yeah, well, the playing was like, you know, bludgeoning the guy to death. And it's really sad. But, I mean, you can't do this. And then there are people sometimes who, you know, pick up somebody and they say, well, we got to go to this other neighborhood. And anyway, bad things happen. And, you know, if prostitution were legal, and I don't want to get into that topic today, but if prostitution were legal, some of these problems might go away. But you just can't pick up somebody off the street. I mean, I don't care what you think you're going to get in terms of satisfaction, but it's just not worth it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So there's a new state law that is going to give law enforcement and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries in particular more authority to enforce anti-littering laws. And this is a renewed effort to clean up Louisiana. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who's been, you know, on WWL a lot, he's been on our show, this is one of his chief projects, cleaning up the state. Now, the state might be dirty with litter, but not compared to New Orleans. New Orleans is the worst. So I'm mainly focusing on New Orleans here. How do we change the mentality of people who think nothing of littering? You see it and I see it. We all see it. There's litter everywhere. This is not coming from people out of town. People out of town don't litter like we do here. And it's sad. And, you know, this is an example of, you know, there are a lot of things that we do right here, but there are a lot of things that we don't do right. And the things that are not right here are quite often just put into this category of, hey, you know what? This is New Orleans, laissez-faire attitude. This is the way we do it here. It's not a big deal. Just throw this stuff out of the window. That's not acceptable. And just because it's been tolerated up to this point doesn't mean it should be tolerated. So I love this new state law. And this is going to apparently help things out. There's a study, and Nungesser was talking about this. A study shows that if you get a ticket for littering, that you are 80% less likely to litter again. And the fines for littering range from $175 for simple littering, first offense, to $1,000 for gross littering, dumping large amounts of trash, or having an illegal dump site where you're just dumping stuff. And if people can't afford the fines, the judge can require you to participate in 8 hours of picking up trash. So they're trying to make Louisiana cleaner. And I think that's great. And Billy Nungesser's point is, if we can keep the state cleaner, then we don't have to spend $100 million a year cleaning up the litter. So this state spends $100 million a year cleaning up the litter because people can't put their trash away. And how often do you see trash, and within a few feet, there's some kind of trash receptacle? I mean, it's right there. Why can't you throw the trash in? Because it's mentally, that's not what we do. I mean, I'm not talking about you or me, but in general, it's not what we do. We litter. So, I mean, is there a legitimate excuse as to why New Orleans and Louisiana, but I'm going to focus on New Orleans in particular, why New Orleans is so filled with litter? I mean, is there an excuse for this? I don't think there's one legitimate reason why littering is acceptable. Can you think of any reason? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I don't know how we change the mentality of people who litter. I have seen people at a stop sign just dump wrappers and big cups from soft drinks, big cups and cartons and wrapping papers for fast food. I've seen them just throw that out of the window of the car at a stoplight. I mean, how can you do that? I mean, you know, you just keep it in the car, and then when you get home or get to your destination, then you throw it away. Why is it so important to throw it out of the window of the car? I've seen this, and I know you've seen it as well, in parking lots. I hear reports constantly whenever this topic comes up of people leaving dirty baby diapers. Dirty diapers, used diapers that have, you know, poo-poo in them. Leave them right there in the parking lot of a shopping center or a store. I mean, how is that acceptable? Oh, you don't want it in your car? What, you think it should be out on the street? You think it should be in the parking lot? I mean, I don't, you know, I'd like to be more optimistic. But, as I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know if we can change baby boomers. I don't know if we can change their mentality because they are just used to littering. It's part of what they've done all their lives, and they still do it. But when it comes to Xers and millennials and Zoomers, it might be up to your generations to change the attitude when it comes to littering. It may be up to you to say, okay, enough is enough. We're not going to litter anymore. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, how are you going to fix that kind of ignorance? I don't know. I mean, that's what it is to me. And there are so many people like me who were born here. We grew up here. But we have pride in our city. And we would never throw stuff out of the windows of our cars. We would never just leave trash in the parking lot of a store or a building. Here's a text that says, I grew up on the South Shore and then moved, let's just jump around, and then moved to St. Tammany, and there isn't a tenth of the litter up here. I believe that. I believe that St. Tammany is cleaner than New Orleans. So, you know, that's another thing. If people from New Orleans move to St. Tammany Parish, when they move to St. Tammany Parish, are they not as likely to litter? Because there appears to be less litter there. And is there less litter on the North Shore?
this is not a justification, but I do have a theory, and I may understand what's going on in the mentality. I think most people who are fond of littering or are more prone to littering, they have the belief that someone else would take care of it. I've seen this at concerts or at movie theaters where a parent might tell a child, oh, just leave it there. Somebody else or a custodial worker is going to come back and get it. So just leave it there and let's just go. Or I've seen that in the concerts. I've seen that in the shows where people are just like, just leave it there. Somebody who works here is going to get it. So I think they're thinking, oh, just throw it out the window. Somebody who works for the city or Sidney Torres or Ivy Waits or somebody like that will come get it. So that's what I think they're thinking. I don't think they think that it's going to be there permanently.
Well, you know, I mean, that I don't think that's a good excuse, but that might be the reason that some people do that. I mean, I think that's an interesting point. You know, when I leave a movie theater, I mean, but it is the job of the people in the movie theater to clean
sure
it up.
It
but when I leave the movie theater, I pick up my trash and I throw it out on the way out. If I'm at a Saints game and if I've got like, you know, an empty bottle of water, an empty water bottle underneath my seat or some trash under my seat, I just leave that there, you know, because I know they're going to come through and clean that up. But to me, that's a lot different than putting stuff out on the street. And if that's your mentality, like, well, somebody else is going to do it, but it's there for a while. It could be there for a long time. And then, you know, it blows all over the place. So, again, I just don't think there's any good excuse for littering. So if there's no excuse for it, then why do people do it? I don't think people who litter would dare call the show and say, yeah, I litter. It's my constitutional right. Well, what is this? Your right to, you know, freedom of expression? You want to express that you're trashy? I bet a lot of these people who don't want the litter in their cars, I bet their cars are not that clean. And I bet their homes are not that clean. I bet their apartments or their houses are not really that clean. But yet they throw the trash. They throw the trash on the street. I think it's deplorable. Anyway, if you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation, but I wanna touch on a couple of aspects of Jimmy Kimmel Live, second night back monologue last night. I saw it. We'll talk a little bit about that also when we come back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Will Smith. Will Smith is 57 years old today. And as far as I know, he is still getting jiggy with it. We'll be right back on WWL. Disagreeing on political topics is as old as America. But yet it has this new force with it now. And it's hate. And there's just too much hate. There's just too much judgment. There's too lack of appreciation for the First Amendment when it comes to freedom of speech. I wrote a blog. It's on our website, WWL.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry. I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come. And it's titled Support for Kirk is no different than support for Kimmel. It's the exact same process. People support Kirk and they say, no matter what he said, even if you disagree with it, he had a right to say it. That's the exact same thing that you say with Jimmy Kimmel. You might not like what he said, but he has a right to say it. But see, somehow each side thinks that they have a right to their view, but yet even though it's totally hypocritical, they don't think the other side has the same rights. I watched Jimmy Kimmel last night. I watched the monologue again last night, his second night back. And he was still talking a lot about freedom of speech and how wrong it was to cancel his show and how Americans stood up and threatened to take action against Disney in terms of canceling Disney and Hulu. They stood up and said, this is not acceptable. And Disney responded. And Disney decided to tell ABC to put Jimmy Kimmel Live back on. Now, you might not like that. The sitting president doesn't like that. But that's okay. You don't have to like everything. And just because you don't like it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't have a right to do it. But Roseanne Barr is bringing up an interesting concept here, the concept of double standard. Now, Roseanne, back in 2018, her show was canceled because of something that she tweeted out. And it was considered to be, well, I'll put it in the words of the ABC Entertainment president at the time. Roseanne's Twitter statement was abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. This was the Roseanne reboot. It was canceled. Here's the tweet that Roseanne wrote. She was talking about this political figure. This was a former Obama advisor, Valerie Jarrett. And here's what Roseanne said about Jarrett. She's black. She looked like, quote, Muslimhood, Brotherhood, and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Now, somebody's going to find that funny. Somebody's going to think that's funny. Somebody's going to think that's disgusting. But I will also tell you that this country is different in 2025 than it was just in 2018. And I think Roseanne brings up a good point here. That's disgusting. It's if ABC wants to cancel a series over this, they have a right to do it. The difference is that canceling Jimmy Kimmel was based on a threat from a government agency. Now, ABC is a private company. They have a right to cancel anybody. They have a right to cancel Roseanne. They have a right to cancel Jimmy Kimmel. But what was wrong about that situation was this rather direct threat from the FCC, a government agency, that action would be taken against the network if they didn't do something about Jimmy Kimmel. That was the difference. Now, there was also a situation with the Obama administration. I'm sorry, with the Biden administration. And with the Biden administration, there was pressure put on Google to censor conservative comments that gave out misinformation about COVID-19. Again, who's to determine what is misinformation? So this is what happened then. Again, the world is a different place now than it was then. I'm not making excuses, but I'm just talking about the importance of judging things based on the sensitivity of issues like this now compared to the past. And while this was a big deal, and it is true that the Biden administration put pressure. But see, what I don't know, and I spent time last night trying to find this information, we don't know exactly what the pressure was. We don't know exactly how the Biden administration was going to retaliate against Google if they did not do this. Google has now said, and they're now, you know, changing their tune, they're saying that was a mistake. And Mark Zuckerberg is agreeing. It was a mistake for Meta to censor comments that they thought were misinformation. And while freedom of speech gives you the freedom to promote misinformation, misinformation about a disease, misinformation about certain things can be devastating. I mean, that can be more important than just a joke that somebody is telling. I'm not making excuses here, because looking back on this, it was wrong for Google to go so far as they went to censor some things. But I can't find the exact information about exactly what the Biden administration was threatening to do to Google. We know what the FCC was threatening to do to ABC with Jimmy Kimmel. They were threatening things like take licenses away. This was part of that conversation. This has been part of the threats that come from the FCC. Now we can do this, we can do that. You know, we could just ruin your business. We can take your license away. So that's a very specific threat. I don't know what kind of pressure the Biden administration put on them. I tried to find out, and any talk show host that tells you that they know specifically, they might be lying about that. They might not really know, but they're making something up to present their narrative. And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about this, but you know, we're going to continue to spend some time always talking about the top issues, and the return of Jimmy Kimmel is still a hotbed issue in this country. And the cancellation of Roseanne in 2018, based on what she said, ABC had a right to do that. But it wasn't the government saying, either you get rid of her or this is what we're going to do. That was the different situation with Jimmy Kimmel. But looking back, it was hypocritical for Roseanne to tell a tasteless joke and her show get canceled, and Jimmy Kimmel tells a tasteless joke, his show was temporarily canceled, but now it's back. So I understand the hypocrisy of those two situations. And then when it comes to the Biden administration, I mean, Google is now saying they made a mistake and they should not have censored those voices, those conservative voices, even if it was misinformation, in their opinion, about COVID-19. And what Google and Meta are doing now is they're inviting everybody who was canceled. They're inviting everybody to reapply. They're inviting everybody to come back to Meta and to the places where they were canceled. They're inviting everybody to come back. That you are welcome to come back if you were canceled or blocked because of that incident. So, you know, there's always going to be hypocrisy. How we react to hypocrisy, I think, is the key. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I wanted to mention that because I know this is still on a lot of people's minds. And a text came in yesterday about the Biden situation and Google. I wanted to address that. And I wanted to address the second day of Jimmy Kimmel coming back. And we're going to always deal with those issues. But, you know, I'm trying to have a different attitude about some of these things and be more understanding I feel like I've always been understanding of both sides, but I want to be even more understanding of both sides. And I don't want to be one of the ones that is trying to draw this line of hate in the sand that, you know, this is not acceptable and everything else is acceptable. You know, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to inflame the situation. And I hope this is something that resonates with more people in this country and in the media following the murder of Charlie Kirk. All right. The Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1980. So Led Zeppelin is there at Jimmy Page's house. and they're preparing for the American tour coming up. And then they find out that John Bonham was dead in his bed following a day of all-day drinking. He was on a drinking binge the day before. He was dead in his bed at the age of 32. I mean, that's really young. He passed out, and he choked on his own vomit, according to reports. In December of 1980, Led Zeppelin announced they were breaking up because they could not go on without John Bonham. Well, there have been, you know, attempts to kind of get them back together, but, you know, it has never been the same. So, I mean, just really sad. This is the day that John Bonham was found dead in his bed after a day of drinking at the age of 32. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Thursday afternoon. I've got some texts to get to. And I'll tell you, I mean, I've been busting my ass on this show. I've got topics that resonate with the audience. I always get a lot of calls talking about the mayor's race and what do you want the next mayor to do? And then talking about litter and now talking about Jimmy Kimmel. And, you know, I have not gotten one phone call today. And I'm thinking, you know, what is going on here? Because this is just like totally, usually get a ton of calls. This is totally unique. Well, there's a major outage here. Our phone lines are out. 911 lines across the state are out, and residents are urged to use temporary numbers. So write these numbers down. Get ready to write these numbers down. Now, this is for emergency only. Don't just call up and say, hey, my phone's out, or I'm not, you know, get it. There are a lot of issues with phones right now, and we have no phones. We're getting a lot of text messages, but it's just so unusual for this show to not get calls. And I'm thinking, well, what am I doing wrong here? I mean, is everybody sleeping? Anyway, in Orleans Parish, here is the temporary number to call instead of 911. 504-513-6594. 504-513-6594. Here is the number for Jefferson Parish. 504-227-1400. 504-227-1400. $1,400. So that's for Kenner as well. For Tangipahoa Parish, call 985-747-0911. Tangipahoa Parish, 985-747-0911. And St. John the Baptist Parish, they say, call 911 and you will be transferred to the appropriate office. So, you know, this is a temporary thing, but it's very widespread. We have these numbers and we have the story right now on our website, WWL.com. So if you missed them, you can go to WWL.com and find the story. 911 lines down across the state, and they will have those temporary numbers that I just gave out. So, yeah, it was just really weird that we were getting no calls at all. Coleman's had a really nice afternoon. No calls coming in, no calls to answer. Man, you're just cruising through the day.
Yeah, it feels nice not getting cursed out by people that disagree with your points of views and then hanging
up
in
my face. That's not fair. You know, I mean, don't curse Coleman out because of something that I say. I mean, that's not fair to Coleman. I mean, you're just cruising through the day and you still get paid the same. So that's cool.
Yeah. I might be able to save enough to get that $50 bill.
All right, so you know, we're talking about trash and litter, and I think there's a problem with the mentality of people here. I got a text a few minutes ago, and somebody says, I blame it on Mardi Gras. I've heard this before, that since we just throw stuff in the street for Mardi Gras, during Mardi Gras, we just throw stuff in the street, and there's trash everywhere. Okay, so we do it for Mardi Gras. But that's no excuse to do it on your average Thursday afternoon. That's no excuse to do it any other time. I mean, we're smart enough to know Mardi Gras is Mardi Gras, and that's it. And if you throw stuff in the street, if you're downtown, you just put something down in the street because there's a bunch of trash in the street, that's Mardi Gras. And we should be able to distinguish between Mardi Gras and every other time. I'm getting a number of texts about Jimmy Kimmel and Roseanne. Here's a text that says, the thing that all these Kimmel Live people seem to not understand is that freedom of speech is a fundamental human right, but it does not give protection from what people think about what you have to say. If you choose to exercise your right, you have to be you have to be willing to accept the fallout. Well, I get that. That's not the problem. The problem is that in the case of Jimmy Kimmel Live, it was a government agency. I mean, this makes all the difference in the world when it comes to the First Amendment. It was a government agency threatening to do something about Jimmy Kimmel when it should be the audience making the decision. And the audience rose up. And even Americans who don't watch Jimmy Kimmel supported Jimmy Kimmel and took actions against Disney and Hulu and ABC because of their actions. So their actions had consequences as well. But again, make no mistake about it. The difference is a government agency threatening to do something if they don't do something about Jimmy Kimmel. Here is a text that says, where were the Roseanne supporters to help her get back on the air? That's a really good point. Where were Roseanne support? If Roseanne supporters, if there were that many, if they would have stood up and done what people did for Jimmy Kimmel, Roseanne might have gotten back on the air. So maybe she's a little jealous of that. Here's a text that says Kathy Griffin's career was destroyed by her Trump text with the bloody head. Let them have free speech and the public can stop supporting them if enough are against them. And not a thin-skinned Republican. Well, you know, what Kathy Griffin did was just so repulsive and distasteful. Look, I never liked her in the first place. I didn't like her before she did that. And when she did that, there were people who judged her. So, yes, she had the freedom to do that, but she was judged because of that. But the government wasn't involved. It was America that was involved. It was America that rejected her. It was enough of the audience that rejected her that, you know, ruined her career. It wasn't the government. So there is really the only difference, but that is the most important difference between Jimmy Kimmel and Roseanne. And even, you know, we have to go back and find out exactly what the Biden administration was threatening to do to Google if they didn't do what they wanted them to do in terms of the misinformation concerning COVID-19. And I tried, and I could not find the specific threat that came from the Biden administration, other than that they were pressuring Google to do what they wanted them to do. All right, we're going to come back with more. If you've got a comment, you can send it to the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1967, she was very, very, very new in the business. This little country singer, Dolly Parton, made her first appearance on the Porter Wagoner Show. She sang two songs. One was Dumb Blonde, and the other one was this song called Something Fishy. Dolly Parton did a bunch of duets with Porter Wagoner over the years, and this is where she got her start, and it began on this day in 1967. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1975, Jackie Wilson had a heart attack while he was performing this song, Lonely Teardrops, at Dick Clark's Good Old Rock and Roll Review. And this was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, right across the Columbia River from Philadelphia. He fell down, hit his head, went into a coma for 4 months. Jackie Wilson did regain consciousness, but suffered brain damage that left him unable to walk and talk. He passed away in 1984. All right, I've got some text to get to. So apparently a fiber line was cut, which is why our phones are out, which is why the 911 numbers are out. A fiber line was cut. What do you bet it was because somebody was negligent in doing their job? Somebody wasn't paying attention, and they cut a fiber line. You know, this is part of the incompetence that we talk about in America, and especially in this area. Do your job. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.